when we agreed to go somewhere private to talk, I did not think you were gonna pick the roof. Well, I'm so sorry for making you wait. This spot taken? Good. Taking it anyway. Hang on. Get my camera out, dummy. What? You fucking blinked. Okay, hang on one more time. Actually look at the camera this time. There. Yeah, I promised to provide photographic evidence that I actually came to meet you, and we didn't just, you know, avoid it and say we did anyway. You're fucking kidding me. Alright, yep. Give it here. Alright. Hi, Evie. This is Beth, sending a message from Knight's phone. We are meeting. We are talking. Hopefully this provides enough evidence. Good night. There you go. Send that whenever you feel like it. Yeah, tell me about it. Never thought our mates would be our keepers, but here we are. Yeah. They take care of us. What? I don't know why I need to be the one to start it. Oh, expert, fuck off. I'm gonna be honest. I don't know how to start this conversation. No, she fucking didn't. Are you fucking... Give me that. Don't be dumb, fucking Genevieve. Well, nice of her to give us an entire list. She's not expecting us to, like, tick boxes and return it to her, is she? Well, I don't have a pen, so she is gonna have to tough it out. So, do you wanna close her eyes and point to a random spot on the page? I'm sorry it's taken us so long to actually talk through things. I know we were all going through shit, but let's be honest. You went through worse, and I didn't help that. What? No. No, stop. Don't say that. I didn't have a right to be mad at you. That shit wasn't okay. It wasn't right, and I shouldn't have done it, and it shouldn't have taken me almost 5 years to apologize for it. I don't know why it's taken this long. I was never actually angry at you. I was scared. And I was freaked out and panicking. And just seeing you running out of the trees alone, I didn't know what to do but yell. No, we can pretty much agree that I just straight up yelled at you. Like, screamed at you. And then took off. I think it was like, what? 5 days before we talked again. And that was just updating you on Claire in the hospital that wasn't even talking about anything. You shouldn't have had to break the ice and come talk to me. I should have been the bigger person and come to you and apologized right then and there, because we both knew I was in the wrong. I was just... Yeah. I know you know. I guess I just feel like I gotta explain myself. Yeah? Night, I never hated you. And God knows, after that night, I never blamed you. I didn't even blame you when I said it. I yelled and I screamed because I was scared and confused. And you were just the first face I saw, and... Granted, back then, I wasn't really in the position to talk to anybody. But in that moment, I never actually blamed you. Fuck it, if Claire sent you off running and she turned around, that was her choice. And that was never something that I should have held against you like that. And I should have come up to you to clear the air as soon as I had my own mind right. But it was just... I mean, fuck it, you remember. The trial, the hospital visits, the pack splitting. I did try to come talk to you once. I think it was like 2 months after we got back from the cabins. And I remember going up to my dad and asking if he could drive me over to your place so I could find you and we could talk, but... That was the day that your parents decided to leave the pack as well. And I don't know, I just... I felt like I didn't have the right to come up to you and try to apologize. I felt like it was just some selfish way to make me feel better when you had more important things to decide and I didn't know if you were leaving as well, or... I just kept putting it off. Yeah, for 5 years. I mean, how much have you talked about it? I mean, you were on the phone with Evie that night, but how much does she actually know? Yeah. Well, she's smart. I can't imagine going to all those trials. She wouldn't have picked up on what happened. Even just the general idea. You ever think it's weird that we don't talk about it? Like, I know there's reasons we don't talk about it, and God knows I don't want to bring it up ever. But, like, back then, in that first year, we just kind of pushed forward and nobody brought it up again. What do you mean? Yeah, but the majority of us just kind of dealt with the aftermath. You and Claire dealt with all of it. Claire dealt with all of it. Yeah. I guess that makes sense. I mean, we all went through it together. We all kind of experienced it in our own ways. Makes sense if you wouldn't want to talk about it with each other. We've already lived it. I still haven't told my mate. They know. I told them, you know, the important bits and, you know, what happened and what I did. I told them over a year ago, actually. But it's like there's some things that I just can't talk about. I just I feel like if I don't talk about it, I don't have to relive it. And if I don't have to relive it, then I don't have to acknowledge that it happened. I can just pretend it was just an exaggeration I made up and move on. I think there's just gonna be stuff that stays with us. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's okay. I think it has to be. I don't mean to bring them up, but since we're kind of talking about it, when was the last time you talked to your parents? Either of them? I mean, I'm sure they'd like to hear from you. You don't have to forgive them for leaving or for staying away all this time. But they are your parents. Ultimately, it's up to you. I mean, whatever you want to do, if you want to go no contact or low contact, it's your decision. But coming from someone who can't reach out to her mom anymore, maybe just letting them know that you're okay, that you're doing better. Hell, you can block him after that. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. Didn't mean to turn this into a therapy session. This is a conversation, not a lecture. What about it? Yeah. I mean, I talk to my therapist every now and again. Usually around Mom's birthday or the anniversary, but I still talk to her. I've been pretty grateful I haven't needed to call her in a while, but it's nice to have her on deck, just in case. Why? Are you looking for somebody to talk to? Haha, no, a professional, dipshit. Are you thinking of finding a therapist? Why not? I'm surprised you haven't found one already. And that's not to say you need one, but fuck it, everyone in this pack needs one. I think it's a good idea. And I can look at insurance and see what's in network. I can talk to my therapist and get some recommendations, or hell, I can give you her number. You can talk to her about it. Who cares if it's been 5 years? Time doesn't matter. I mean, if you want to talk to somebody, you should. There's no shame in that. Even just having a third party who can look at things objectively, just to talk at them for an hour. That's done more good for me than anything. I can promise you, nobody in this pack would ever think differently of you for going to see a therapist. Or psychiatrist, psychologist, whatever. There's never gonna be any shame in wanting an extra support system. And if you want, I can help you look. We can find one together and get y'all set up. Okay. What else? What decision? Night. Are you talking about? Shit. Yeah, that's the fucking decision. You want Evie to turn you? What, like now? Okay. Yeah, no, that... No, you've got my entire support. I am backing you up 100%. Just... Jesus. Yeah, if you could just push that off, like, at least for a year or so? You know that if you get turned, you can't shift. I mean, unless Celine has some cracked up turning method that I don't know about. And you're sure? Completely positive. That's what you want? Okay. Okay, I'm with you. But have you told Claire? Huh? What? What the fuck do you mean you haven't told Genevieve? Knight? Why do I know? Before your mate? No, that's not what this conversation was supposed to be. No!
No, you are not roping me into this. You are not roping me into this shit. Fuck that. No, I am not holding this secret on my back. You can't fucking make me. You gotta tell at least Genevieve. And God help you when you tell Claire. Fuck. Yes, I'm being quiet. I'm being quiet. Come on. You did this on purpose, didn't you? Oh, you sorry little fuck. You should consider yourself very lucky I don't kick you off this roof. Yes, yes, I promise I won't tell anyone. Just... God, do not hang this over my head for much longer. I don't think I can take that. But take your time telling them when you're ready. I guess. So, are we good? Okay. We're good.